Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues, on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. And Jan Markell is going to be joining us momentarily. Hey, what do you think about Texas leaving the union? Think they will?
Our listeners are going, what? They did what?
I knew I'd get people's attention.
Yeah.
Somewhere or another.
What do you think about the fact that Texas is they want to secede from the United States? That's pretty big news, huh? And yeah. you got a lot of people.
Speculation at the least.
Yeah, this is a petition that people have signed.
Go ahead.
Just 286,000 Texans have pledged their support to vote for independence with a group, the Texas Nationalist Movement. Daniel Miller, I think, is the name of the guy who started that. And he says in areas like immigration, we're sick and tired, he says, quote, we're sick and tired of passing laws here in Texas and having them overridden by these unelected federal bureaucrats, end quote, close quote. And so he's saying, how many of you Texans want to secede? So he's got 286,000 people.
The point is there's a lot of frustrated people in America with illegal immigration, quite frankly, but I don't think that's...
And the do-nothing attitude of the federal government, or that's at best the do-nothing attitude. They're complicit with illegal immigration.
That does put you in a hard way, doesn't it? If you're a state, for example, like Texas, and you're the one getting the illegal immigration by the tens or hundreds of thousands.
You're a border state.
You're having to deal with the real world effects of allowing people to come in illegally by the tens or hundreds of thousands, or I don't know how many come in every year. So you're having to deal with that in your state, but you don't have control over the border of your state because it's an international border. Therefore, it's the jurisdiction of the federal government, and the federal government under President Obama is saying, don't stop these people. Now, he's not saying it like that, but I mean, we've all read these stories that the Obama administration basically told our Border Patrol to stand down.
Right.
Let them come on over. We've seen the real world. We've seen that happen.
Right.
You remember when that happened a couple of years ago? You had, 100,000 people come in, and President Obama wouldn't even go down there to the border to see whether you
was invited. I don't remember
by
which
a Democrat congressman.
State it was. But
it was Texas.
Yeah.
It was Texas. So, a lot of frustration there, but I don't see how in the world a state in today's day and age could secede from the union.
Yeah,
I don't think they would want to.
I'm not sure it's legal. I think the Civil War basically, said that can't happen. I think there's Supreme Court, rulings that basically have interpreted the Constitution as being a binding documents. So, now folks, you're out there listening, please don't email me and tell me, no, you're wrong, X, Y, and Z. This is just a surface.
Right, I just threw this on Ed, people. I didn't even give him time to study on this.
That's right. So I'll go to my law books at a later time.
Well, the best thing to do would be for people to find a place to start a new country.
All that's been taken.
Everything?
Yeah, everything's taken.
I bet Canada would sell us a little bit. They got a lot of free space up there. Have you looked at that?
They do.
But then you'd be a Canadian. But unless they, let you start your own country up there. Although I got to tell you, winter in Canada is not appealing.
You're talking about areas that are further north. You're talking about the closer you get to the Arctic Circle. Yeah, we'll let you have.
No,
that.
I'm not. No, I have my convictions, but you get cold weather that bad.
Yeah, and the thing
I'm willing
is,
to live under a little tyranny.
There are islands that you can buy. You could start in a new country, but then you're gonna say, well, what do we do with pirates when they come?
Yeah, I know.
You got to have a military. I mean, it's just,
I guess the best thing to do would be to, quote, take your country back
There are legal channels that people ought to be availing themselves of. But we got millions of Christians who have not voted in past elections. Millions of Christians who won't vote in this election.
Yeah, well, so it's a Christian's fault?
Well, no, so what I'm saying is, I don't want to hear it. When things go south, those Christians go, why doesn't somebody do something? Did you vote? Oh,
right,
you didn't.
I got you.
Well, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you.
I want to know why something when something happens negative, we always blame it on the South.
Who does that?
You just did it when things go south.
Oh,
it happens all the time. South. It's a common expression that's hurtful to Southerners.
I'm not even sure what that expression means.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. People say it without even thinking.
Yeah.
They say when things go south, and it's always in a negative connotation.
Well, we can start saying, when things go north.
Okay, well, I think we need equal time.
Right.
When things go north, it's going to get really bad. Nobody ever says that.
Yeah.
It's always south.
Let's start a campaign.
Okay, I'll start a petition.
Things are going massive.
Well, we could split the difference and say when things go west, something like that. When things go west, it's going to really get bad here in this country. You watch it.
When things go northeast.
All right. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thank you for listening to the program and to the network. Our good friend Jan Markell. Probably should put about 30 seconds of distance between us and our interview with her because she probably wants to be distanced.
She's a serious guest.
Yes, yes. Jan from Olive Tree Ministries. She joined us from the Twin Cities. She has a weekend program here on American Family Radio. And she follows closely what's going on in Israel. And she studies prophecy, Bible prophecy and such. Jan, just all around knowledgeable person on what's going on in the world. How you doing, Jan?
Well, yes, and we've got big issues up way up here, and I can't get much further north. So you want to come up here?
Well, thank you. Oh, me. What's Jan wanted to talk to you about several issues. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, we were just talking about the border and about immigration and things that are happening. And there is a story out here that we wanted to talk to Jan about. This is from frontpagemagazine.com. frontpagemag.com is the website. It says that Muslim terrorists are being smuggled through the Mexican border. Jan, I don't know if you heard us, Tim and I were bemoaning the situation on the southern border, how lax the Obama administration has been in policing it. The Bush administration before them weren't exactly shutting it down either. And the one of the most convincing arguments I've ever heard for making sure that border is locked tight is the ability of terrorists from the Middle East coming across that border and wreaking havoc here in the United States. If you're not watching the border and you don't care who's coming across, then bad guys can come across. What's your take on this?
Well, the thing is, bad guys, yes, indeed, but they can come into this country through some normal methods as well. We have a breaking story here in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. We had a bridge collapse, the main bridge in the Twin Cities collapse in 2007, and a Somali was one of the victims of that. He did live. But then he sued, I don't know who he sued, the bridge maker or the city government, I don't know. But he used his settlement of millions of dollars to further the cause of ISIS and then eventually join ISIS. So whether or not they're coming across the border, which we know they are, or they're coming in here legally with the assistance of our government and then the various aid agencies that give them some assistance, it's all bad news. It's just it's an invasion, as the book title of a few years ago said. It's simply an invasion, and it's not a good one because too many have this evil and ill intent.
Well, and this story that we're talking about, I think maybe even originally it was a Free Beacon story. It says that Sunni extremists are infiltrating the United States with the help of illegal alien smugglers in South America.
Yep. Who knows this?
This is according to a U.S. South Command intelligence report. So they're talking about, here's what the report said. In 2015, we saw a total of 331,000 migrants enter the southwestern border between the U.S. and Mexico. Of that, we estimate more than 30,000 of those were from countries of terrorist concern.
Well,
that's scary.
And gentlemen, I believe this is why Donald Trump caught on some months ago. I'm not exactly sure where his immigration policy stands as we speak. Seems to be maybe a little bit different. But this is, I mean, American, solid, righteous Americans know that this is just a huge danger for any of us who want to protect anything or anyone we love. Everything is in danger because of this kind of recklessness and lawlessness and not
why do you think it is, though?
Enforcing our borders. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I have a theory on this. Jan, I think, well, you know what? This theory probably is not applicable because it's a bipartisan problem, that is the lax security on our southern border. I was going to say that I think Democrats want illegals to flood in because what you can do eventually is change the map.
Make it all blue.
You can make it all blue. You can guarantee that Democrats win elections, at least national elections, presidential elections, from here till kingdom come. Mm-hmm. If you can, it's already close to that now with the Electoral College map. But if you make, over time, if you flood the country with illegals, and then if you give them some kind of amnesty, plus you've got a real issue of, I better be careful how I say this. All right, Hispanics won't. The illegals, I'm talking about as a whole, generally, and I'm not saying anything negative about Hispanics. Hispanics are wonderful people. We have a lot of listeners. But I'm saying the legal Hispanics in this country want the illegals to have citizenship. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
They want, and how you overcome that, I don't know. This is why some of the Republican Party have been saying we have to do something. Because the legal Hispanics want the illegals to become legal. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
And go ahead. How do you deal with that, Jan? Because
you know, I don't know how we. I mean, the goal is, I think, ultimately to make, talking about red and blue here, is to make Texas and Arizona totally blue.
Right.
Through
it's the death of the Republican Party as we know it. For that's the objective of the Democrats. By flooding the country with illegals.
That's right.
Don't you think so?
Absolutely.
And you got the Puerto Ricans coming over. You got the Puerto Ricans coming in.
See, if those two states would go blue,
Florida,
socialist forever and ever and ever.
And you got the Puerto Ricans now being imported by the tens of thousands into Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They will vote Democrat, almost all of them. Will change that state.
Well,
So it's
a grand scheme. It's been quite successful.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Jan. And folks, if you're just tuning in, where our guest is Jan Markell, who's founder of Olive Tree Ministries. She's host of the radio program Understanding the Times. That's heard on weekends on American Family Radio, both Saturday and Sunday. You can go to AFR.net and check the schedule. Jan, let me ask you this. We see similar problems in terms of immigration, not in terms of Hispanics coming across the southern border, but in Europe we see problems with Muslims coming across. And so let me ask you this. What seems to be in the water in Western countries that they seem so either unable to understand how you keep a nation alive and vibrant or unwilling to have strict policies about who enters the country? I mean, we weren't always this way. Western countries were like everybody else.
Right.
Mexico has a very strict policy about who comes across its southern border. So what is it about these Western industrialized nations that seem to be engaging in cultural suicide.
Well, if I could really be kind of blunt and to the point, I can tell you what the issue is. And I actually talk about it a fair amount through my ministry and on my radio program, my website, and more. But the root issue is this. There are leaders, world leaders, around the world, including in America and some in Washington, but a whole lot of them in Europe, who really want globalism. In other words, no borders. A single currency, no borders, quite frankly, is what the Antichrist is going to eventually bring, but they don't understand that. But they like globalism. And I even saw a quote from Nigel Farage. He's the UK fellow who led the charge for Great Britain to secede from the European Union. And he said of our election, of the U.S. election, this election is between the globalists and righteous American people. There's a war going on. It's in the unseen world, and it's behind the scenes, and it's between those who want global government and those who want freedom. But the globalists won in Europe. That's why it's all socialist in Europe. It's all one big country, the EU, no borders. But look how it works. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And the people in Great Britain figured it out and said, hey, we're getting out of here, and now that sentiment is going to spread to these other countries, Denmark, you name it, it's going to spread. Will they be successful? I don't know. They may be.
Well,
they don't want a one-world system.
Well, Jan,
they don't want globalism.
Your point about globalists and globalism, that cuts across party lines, right? I mean, the Democrats aren't the only ones who are globalists. There are globalists within the Republican Party, so if Nigel Farage's comment is correct, then this is not a red versus blue battle. This is a will the Constitution survive and against those who want no borders. There was a comment a quote last week. I want to say it was from George Soros. I think it was
chief globalist.
Yes, it said borders are the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want borders. They don't like nationalism because you can't control nationalism if you're a globalist.
Right, and Donald Trump is a nationalist, whatever faults he may have, and he has his share, as we all do. He is a nationalist. He's for America first type fellow. But that's part of the Never Trump crowd, not all of them, but many of the Never Trump crowd are a bunch of George Will is a globalist.
Yes.
He would love a one-world system. Paul Ryan is a globalist. Now, what kind of delusion gets into these good men and women that they suddenly think that a one-world system would actually be effective? Because you and I, all of us here, know that's insanity. But the world is under strong delusion right now. It's part of the signs of the times.
Talking to Jan Markell, do you have another question?
Well, I want to know what Jan thought of Nigel Farage. I heard a brief speech from him in the U.S. Just prior to Donald Trump speaking. I don't remember the state that they were in. And boy, I got to tell you, there are a lot of people who are calling him the new Reagan. It was quite a speech from Nigel Farage.
Yes. Well, Farage certainly, I mean, he's a hero around the world, and he loves freedom. And yes, I believe he may be the one who called Donald Trump the next Reagan. That remains to be seen. But for all of Donald Trump's faults, he loves this country, which is sort of almost a passe thing. We just don't hear a lot of people running for office who... How many of our Republican men and women promised to do things to help America back in, 2014, and then they didn't follow through on it, and that's why Donald Trump came along.
You're listening to
America
the radio.
Said enough.
He did. Do you think? We'll find out. Is Mr. Trump supposed to give a speech on this today or tomorrow on his immigration?
Yeah, in the next couple of days, I think Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I think, Donald Trump, I think he rocketed to the front of the pack in the Republican primary by build a wall.
Right.
Yes, of course.
Three words, build a wall. Yes. Boom, he went right to the top. You remember when that happened?
Right, that right. The first debate.
I think that's what separated him from the pack.
Right.
Absolutely, that's what separated him, yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's when Ann Coulter wrote her new book, In Trump We Trust. I mean, she almost made him godlike, which we can't do, but she almost made him a little god because he said the magic words, we're gonna deal with the immigration.
Right.
Now, time will tell if that happens or not.
Right, and we'll see. He's supposed to give a speech because there's been some confusion the last week or so whether he was, quote, softening his position
right.
on
but
that.
We have our state fair going on up here now, and the Republicans out at the state fair are reporting, and I'm not out there to see it, but they're reporting various places that parts of Minnesota are heavily Trump. And remember, this is the bluest state of the blue. It doesn't get any worse here. than Minnesota. But there is rumbling for Trump throughout Minnesota. So that's not coming from me. It's coming from the Republican Party here in Minnesota.
You think this is one of the big issues, what to do about immigration?
Well, it's all of the issues. It's discussed.
Right.
It's discussed with politicians first.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens what he'll have to say, Donald Trump.
Well, and the polls have been up and down. Of course, Hillary Clinton got a really big bounce right after the Democratic National Convention, and boy, it looked like she was, just going to take off with the race. It is now tightened somewhat.
We've still got debates, and I think these debates will be the defining factor. I do.
The first debate especially, because there are a lot of people who say, well, I'll watch one debate. I'm going to watch the first one.
Okay,
and, people will get a look at Donald Trump who have not been paying attention on the same stage with Hillary Clinton, and there'll be a lot of people who will make up their minds on that first debate.
Hey, let me just to clarify, we don't have time to go into this in great detail, but I referenced earlier in the program that American Hispanic citizens want the illegal Hispanics to have citizenship, okay, as a majority
right.
do. But there was one caveat to that. I was getting this off Breitbart.com.
Yeah.
6 in 10%, 60% do want border security. I'm talking about American Hispanics.
Legal.
Mm-hmm. Legal American Hispanics want border security before amnesty. But they do want, they basically want a, quote, pathway to citizenship
right.
for those who are here already, whether they're legal or not, even if they're, they want to allow the people who are here illegally to become citizens.
Right.
And that is a bone of contention with a lot of people.
Absolutely it is.
Because if you do that, President Reagan tried that in the 80s, and it didn't win the Republicans any votes, hardly.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're out of time. Thank you, Jan, for yours.
Thank you for having me.
What's your website?
Olivetreeviews.org.
Olivetreeviews.org?
Views? Yes,
okay.
Olivetreeviews.org.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Jan.
Bye now.
Jan Markell with us from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Remember Billy Graham? Write to us at Minneapolis, Minnesota. Remember that?
I do.
I always find it, okay, why is your P.O. box in Minnesota when your home's in North Carolina? That's a mystery that went unsolved from the 70s.
And to this day is unsolved.
It was that and Bigfoot from the 70s. Those were the two big ones. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.